Okay, and welcome to the K Thompson Live Show. I am the son, Eric Payne, also known as Eric Payne, calling in for this mini episode of the K Thompson Live Show. I'm the son, co-host Eric Payne, and you are?
I am K Thompson, and this is K Thompson Live, everyone, and we are a little late in starting, but, you know, we have a lot to talk about, even so. So, let's just get right to it.
Right.
There was a movie, and then what was that, the arts festival in New York?
Right. We went to the Tribeca Film Festival.
Yeah.
Just returned back from the Tribeca Film Festival, Lisa and I. And we attended a screening of the pilot episode of the new Oprah Winfrey-owned television network series, Greenleaf. And Greenleaf is about a family of preachers, about a very prominent family of preachers, and it deals with the returning home of the prodigal daughter, so to speak, in the family who returns back home to get involved back in the church. She was at one time a fantastic young preacher in the family and went away because she got disillusioned. And the pilot episode deals with her coming back home after the loss of her sister, after the death of her sister, and all of the stuff that ensues and the drama that ensues with this family that's trying to keep up their church and trying to maintain leading the congregation, and all the twists and turns and the drama that goes along with it. And there is some family drama that they deal with, of course.
Wow, no kidding. So that's going to be something new, a new series, you know, on her.
New television series on the OWN television network.
Wow, I'm telling you, she really is growing and growing. But you know one thing, Eric, you know, that was in New York at the Arts Festival there. And what is
that
again?
It was at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Yes.
The Tribeca Film Festival.
And that's been going on for so many years, and it's really famous, and a lot of people in the New York area and the northern area, you know, really understand it, and I can't wait to hear what's going on with it. And I wish I had been there. However, we're starting late tonight, but we're going to be things. Also, we want to go, you know, talk about the election, the thing that's happening in New York. You know, so let's see what we're going to do.
Okay, let's finish talking about the Tribeca Film Festival.
Okay.
I mean, because what we did was there was also a question and answer period after the screening of the film, in which that was attended by Oprah Winfrey, who was also Oprah also appears in the show as the aunt of the lead character. It was also attended by the lead the actor that plays the preacher, the patriarch of the family. Keith David, who also plays Pastor Greenleaf, who is the head of the family, and we also have Lynn Whitfield, who portrays the mother of the kids, and you have various other actors in it as well. They did a question and answer with the creator of the pilot, as well, who's also the executive producer, and. It was pretty very interesting, revealing about how the film came about, how the project came about, based around a conversation between Oprah and the creator of the series,
yeah.
Who a gentleman by the name of Craig Wright,
who was a
writer on the TV show 6 Feet Under, amongst others.
Uh-huh. Now, is it based on a real story or something, or what? It just you know, how did that come about?
Because right. It's not based on a real story, but it started at a conversation. I don't know. Oprah said she and this writer were having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they would just ended up hanging out having a conversation. But her and this writer, Craig Wright, were having a conversation, and he was talking about how he worked in a church at a time.
Yeah.
At one time, and his experiences working in that church. And so she said she jokingly asked him, was it a black church? Because he's a white guy. And, of course, it wasn't, but they started talking about churches, and then a conversation happened, and I guess she started talking about the black church with him as well. And as they began to talk, they started talking about stuff, and they ended up looking at each other and said, this sounds like a television series that we could have. And they both agreed, and that's how this TV show came into existence?
Well, you know, there are a couple of other, you know, shows based on the black church also, you know, and that's, they've become very successful. And, of course, it's a powerful institution in the black community. So, therefore, it's only, you know, natural that, you know, you go into that and with Oprah, with her, you know, fantastic amount of people around her and everything. And this is going to be really great. So what is going to be only on the Oprah network? Is that it?
Right. Right. It's a new TV show for Oprah's network called Greenleaf.
The Greenleaf.
Don't know when it's called Greenleaf. Don't know when it's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly yet, or when I believe it premieres sometime in May. I got to take that back. I believe it's going to premiere sometime in May, and it is really it's a worthwhile project. It gives a really interesting look at the black church. Deals with the kind of mega church situation, and I think that it's going to be something that draws people's attention and gets people to talking about it. And it's, you know, as we know, the Tribeca Film Festival is currently going on now. I don't know until when. I don't have that information in front of me currently. The end of the festival actually is in 4 days and 3 hours, as I'm on their website trying to share that with people. So 4 days, 3 hours from today, which is Wednesday, the 20th of April, which is also Gina Payne Scott's birthday. Happy birthday to Gina Payne Scott. But this was really a show that I think is going to get the black community, as I was saying, Lisa. It kind of has a little bit of the, I guess, reality TV. It's got a little bit of that kind of that
style, the
reality TV drama that's going on. We also have some reality shows nowadays where they actually have about preachers. So it's got, I guess, a lot of the elements that would appeal to perhaps to the African-American community.
Yeah, and, you know, that's interesting because the fact that here you have, you know, someone with the stature of Oprah, and we know that some of the movies about the black church, you know, has a tendency to really go off into some kind of funny areas or, you know, people arguing and fussing and all that kind of thing, and we'd like to know how it's going to be dealt with. I'm quite sure it's going to be really something of class to show that, you know, the real goings on in the black church, which is the most powerful institution in the black community anyway. It's really, really very, very powerful. And with Tribeca, you know, this has been going on for quite... I wonder why she picked, you know, Tribeca, you know, here in New York to come and make this announcement. That's interesting, but why not?
Well, Tribeca Film Festival, obviously they're encouraging new TV series and things like that, and so Tribeca being a film festival, and also probably nowadays TV content is something that is included in a lot of these film festivals, new TV content, because that's where a lot of the great projects and content are coming out of in the form of television series. You have House of Cards, which is on Netflix, available on Netflix, which is a television series that has gained a lot of prominence. You have so many other TV series that are really where some of the better writing is done in movies and film and literature and filmed entertainment nowadays. You had 6 Feet Under, which was a great show that I told you about, Mom. And one of you also you have shows like Dexter, which is one of yours, so, and Boss that you named. So there's so many outlets nowadays that content is being produced. There's so many outlets, TV, digital, internet. So you have really the writing is really being serviced. People are really being challenged, and the writing of certain TV shows is really kind of giving TV a lot more credit, I guess is what I'm trying to get to, and making people look at TV a lot more seriously than they used to in terms of decent content and very reputable films and television, things like that.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing is I'm so amazed about all these different series with a lot of content, with a lot of stories. For instance, you mentioned Dexter, and you mentioned Boss. Boss went off of the air because I guess they had their run, but that was an excellent program that was dealing with politics. The House of Cards was dealing with politics, going into the inner, you know, workings of, you know, House of Cards, dealing with politics, the negative aspects of it and the positive aspects of it. So the storylines are so good. They really are really very interesting. Now, Greenleaf, I'm just wondering how they're going to treat this. Is it going to be serious? Is it going to be based on? Well, I'm quite sure there's going to be drama within the different families involved with Greenleaf. And if it's based on the church, there's so many different areas that they can go into and so many different directions.
Yeah, well, Greenleaf is the name of the family. Mm-hmm. It's the last name of the family. And the description that you'll find on the IMDb or Internet Movie Database is the unscrupulous world of the Greenleaf family and their sprawling Memphis mega church.
Wow.
Dark secrets and lies. So that's what you're dealing with when you have we're talking about the Greenleaf show. That's going to be on OWN Network. There's also another show similar. I was saying this to my sister as well. It's called Saints and Sinners, and it kind of reminded me of that because the log line or the plot of this show of Saints and Sinners is a Southern Baptist church and its surrounding community are entrenched in a world of crime, lust, deceit, and greed. And that's a show called Saints and Sinners, which is similar to, I guess, Greenleaf, but it's on another African-American owned network.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen commercials for that as well.
Which network?
I think either Aspire or maybe Bounce, one of those two. But that's another show that's dealing with a similar kind of subject matter. The church, or the church, is kind of a backdrop of this. I thought there was another show like that it was out there. So I am confirming that is in fact the case. You know, with this, you said something very interesting about Greenleaf, Ma, when you talked about that and other institutions. I forget, you named another show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's showing African Americans in another light, a larger light, a more broader scale. And certainly in Greenleaf, we didn't see any things based around, other than the natural course of race in our country. It wasn't so much a racial storyline that there were, other than what they would naturally come across, but it was more of them. These are very, for lack of a better term, high-class black people. They made a lot of money. Everybody's very educated in the family and surrounding family. Father's educated, mother's educated. So it's dealing with, you know, a certain level of people, but it doesn't deal with a monolithic viewpoint, but it's just dealing with this family and what surrounds them and things like that. But it doesn't create an old stereotypical kind of myth of African Americans, which is good because we have so much a broad spectrum of our black cultural life in this country. And I think the church, seeing that background of the church and just the financial level that these people are dealing with, shows a different light or a more broader spectrum of black people.
Yeah, and I was just watching a movie the other day with Scarlett O'Hara, was it? I forget the name of it.
Gone with the Wind.
And of course that presented, you know, Hattie McDaniels in it, and Butterfly McQueen, you know, and those kind of roles with the kind of accents and the dialect and all that sort of thing, and then the slavery aspect. But when we talk about these new programs, now we're talking about another class of a presentation of African Americans, of black people. And when you get to the church, you're talking about when they mention the mega churches, you're talking about the most powerful institution in the black community, and that is the black church. And I'm quite sure it's going to be some politics in there. They certainly have a whole lot of, you know, name people in there. But I kind of like the fact that there are so many different episodes with so many different of these episodes of a major storyline. For instance, as you mentioned, the Saints and Sinners, Homeland, remember that? And Empire. Now, Empire, right now, with Taraji and a few of, I forget the other names, but, you know, they're showing African Americans who come from a very wealthy background, who are growing in the money field, meaning the money field, they're just making a lot of money in that which they do. And it's presenting African Americans and other people, you know, in a different setting, on another level. It's not only disindent and slavery.
Right. Well, let's if we could just backtrack a little bit. You know, Homeland and Homeland is not really one of the shows that fall within the realm that we're talking about. It's a series and it's a good content show, but it's not an African American theme show or with African American characters.
About series of shows.
Right. And so, but in terms of putting black people in a certain light, I think that's what was our original point. you can't even compare Empire and there's another show, a 50 Cent show that I cannot that I forget. Wow, Power. Power and Empire are shows that base the characters that have gained their wealth through unscrupulous means. Certainly with Power, the guy's a drug dealer, and Empire is, you know, they got a sketchy background at the very least, the Lucius Lyons character. So it's a little bit different comparison than the mega church backdrop of the family in terms of class and all those things. It is a different type of characters. But it is showing African Americans dealing with kind of larger scale issues and broader scope issues, and issues that deal with not only basic survival but holding on to companies and how to build their empires and business dealings and things like that. So that's the good aspect of showing African Americans in this particular light. So it really is a really good thing to see so many different shows and all these different things that might be available.
In other words, we're talking about life, you know. And finally, you know, we're showing, you know, African Americans of all levels, you know, of all levels of, you know, finances and, you know, families. And the same way that you've been showing, you know, with your what series that a lot, for instance, like mother used to watch, you know, some series that she liked, but you only saw white people, and white people were the ones who were existing, you would think, you know, with that. But when you actually see, you know, people that you lived with and know, and you're in the same group and the same, you know, racial group, and you're showing them from all levels, then you're sort of leveling up a fair, you know, playing field. So we're seeing people how they really are, not just in one way, not just in a negative way, not just in people involved with, crime. So you're seeing people in the church, you're seeing people in business, you're seeing people in education, so, and the whole college background. I'm dying to see, you know, the black colleges, you know, some shows about that. I think that's going to be very exciting.
Okay.
You know, because there's so many exciting things going on that, I'm just looking at the whole list of it. It's going to be absolutely great. And to have Oprah Winfrey do it, this is large.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's good that that we're getting into produced shows by and for African Americans, or kind of shows that are open to themes that deal with African Americans and people of color as the central characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just in the traditional or more stereotypic sense, but, you know, they have African Americans that are behind the camera telling these stories. You know, Oprah made a point. There was a woman that's, I guess, a producer on the show who is a Christian that happened to be black that currently goes to church. And Oprah made a point and said, yeah, we do need someone that's writing on the staff that currently does go to church, that's black and Christian, to keep us connected to what's going on and what are the current issues in the black church now. And it makes perfect sense to have these individuals that are writing on the show and stuff. So.
Yeah. And, you know, there's another thing I'm picking up. You know, I haven't seen too many shows where you actually go back in history other than, like, Roots or something like that. But, for instance, in thinking of, you know, so many, you know, black people and, you know, Indian people and different kinds other than white people, you know, having lives that people want to hear about. You know, for instance, you know, the black farmers in the South. For instance, with Roots, you know, they were talking about only the people of slavery and, you know, that kind of thing. But they did not, or they forgot about talking about those farmers who came out of that, who became very wealthy, you know, farmers. And also they had big farms, and, you know, they're spread out, and no one hears about them. We also don't hear about the lives of the basketball people, all the black people and the Latino people playing all different kind of sports and everything. You don't really get into their lives. You just see them as in one, you know, level. If you see a basketball player, you don't really get into their lives, you know, and what they're all about. So it's really fascinating. And then I'd like to also see things about young filmmakers. What makes them tick? What do they want to see?
Right.
So I think this is opening up a brand new area, you know, for young filmmakers, and not only young filmmakers, older, you know, producers and filmmakers, so that they can really, really get us into some other things. What about people who came in, who were in the service? How are, you know, black soldiers, Latino soldiers, how are they dealing with their lives, you know? And, you know, it's going to open itself up.
Yeah, the broader spectrum of shows would be interesting to see, just in African-Americans in all walks of life, certainly. But the last, we want to talk about real briefly the current politics that's happening. I think that what we had was Trump, you wanted to talk about the politics really quickly,
Ma? Yeah, Trump was trumping people. He sort of got the New York vote. Sanders didn't come out so well, although he is still waiting for, you know, where is he from, Boston or someplace. And we're still waiting for a lot of things to, you know, find out about the numbers. But Trump did take over New York, and Hillary also. So there's Sanders is not. They're saying he's not in it, but he is in it. Now Cruz did awful. You know, he didn't go anywhere within this area, and I kind of can't understand that because they're still doing, you know, the whole voting thing. I just can't stand the fact that, you know, Trump is going to be really a player in this, you know, this area that is so important to the running of the country. The fact that he might be president is absolutely abhorrent to me. I just can't stand that that's the sort of that. But anyway, so we will see, because everything is so very interesting at this particular point. And then if you look at this, like House of Cards, it's almost like that whole thing, would you say?
You kind of threw me there with the House of Cards. I'm sorry, I was kind of trying to look at some other updates here. I believe that yesterday, in terms of the election, the primary would certainly have that Hillary won the primary in New York.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, they both won decisive victories yesterday in the presidential primaries. In terms of supporters, the Democrats need to get, they're pretty energized, but they need to get a little bit more energized.
Mm-hmm.
And just briefly looking at that, I don't have the exact numbers, but we know that Hillary did extremely well, and Donald Trump not so well. And I think that, as you said, that Bernie Sanders seems to be, he trails behind President Hillary Clinton in delegates, but his campaign is about to fight on until the convention this summer. So let's hope that Bernie and his team don't get too negative or veer into the area of Trump, of Republicandom, in terms of how nasty they want to get and how far they want to take their efforts to win the presidency. Let's hope that we can all come be united together when it's all said and done and come out, so we can make sure that the objective is to win the presidency. And no one should put themselves above that. So I hope that we understand that, because for African Americans, everything is twice as hard. So the stakes are really high for us. So what I'm saying is that we can't afford any individuals who might have a tendency to think about themselves and worry about themselves getting elected or their own needs, as opposed to, you know, accepting the outcome. And that means if you're not the one that's being chosen, then gracefully bow out so we can win the race. Don't let your ego get involved where you're gonna take it to the end and cause us to win the big prize, because, you know, you're not part of the group that suffers the most, I guess is what I'm saying, you know. And I think that we really need to have a Democrat still winning in the White House for everybody's sake.
But, you know, the one thing to remember is that people have to vote. And they have to get out and they have to vote instead of staying home and complaining and not participating in the whole democratic process. And it's a very simple process. Some people still aren't even registered to vote. And if you move from one area to the other, find out exactly what has to be done and then go and vote for your choice of whatever, you know, office you're leaning to. But this is a very important office. You know, this is the presidency of the United States of America, and this is the most powerful country in the entire world. So we can't be playing around. And those of us who have not voted, I'm not going to say us because I vote. And I have registered a long time ago, and I've never, you know, not for 1 year when the time comes to vote, not voted. So it's really very important. You have to have a portion of participating in that where you live and in making different laws and rules and regulations for what you want to accomplish. For instance, if you've got someone like a Trump or someplace or someone and he wanted to take the country in a different direction, like, you know, bombing, say, China or Japan or something stupid like that, you know, and no one's going to be able to, you know, talk to him because the fact that you haven't voted for someone who has sense enough to know that you have to balance out some things. And you have to really, if you're going to be a politician, then you have to be the politician for all the people and not only a certain group of people. For instance, with Trump, I find that he appeals to a certain level of white people. And I just don't agree with that kind of nonsense. So we will see what happens, and hopefully everyone, you will get out to vote when it's time for you to vote in your area.
Right, right. And, yeah, we need to get out and vote and make sure that the right people get in office and the people that are going to bring us together and not tear us apart, get in there. And also, too, new news, I'm sure everybody knows by now, that Harriet Tubman is going to be replacing Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. So new $20 bills, make sure you get your new $20 bill with Harriet Tubman on the face of the $20 bill. It's about time that we had an African-American and someone of color, someone else other than just, obviously, the dead president who happened to be white, on the cover of on the face of a $20 bill of U.S. currency, and it's the first time I think Benjamin Franklin is on the nickel, so he was never elected president. So maybe this might be only the second or one of few times that a non-president is on the face of some currency that we have. And what do you think about that, Ma? We only have 2 minutes.
Well, certainly not a black person, you know. And so I think it's absolutely great with Harriet Tubman because she did.
Certainly not a black person.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, on the cover.
I mean, this is sort of the first time that we've had a person of color on some currency.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Okay.
So, and it's great to see. And I know a lot of people are really objecting to that. Well, tough. The world is a different place now. We're fully intent on keeping it so that it has more of a fairness for everybody who participates, you know, in a democracy. And we should all be very happy that the fact that we have this country that we can all live equally in and, you know, survive. What's the alternative, come think of it? You know, I mean, fussing and fighting about little things. But anyway, listen, we're coming to the end of Kay Thompson Live here. And Eric, you know, we're going to close out and join everyone next week.
Right, right. We're going to be on once again next week on the Kay Thompson Live Show. We appreciate everybody if you've joined us for this mini episode of the Kay Thompson Live Show. Just wanted to let people give people an update of the Tribeca Film Festival, which is going to be going on for another 4 days. So you can probably go to the Tribeca Films, Google them online, and see if you're in the New York, New Jersey area. I would certainly recommend checking out some of the projects that they have. They're certainly good. And also, don't forget to check out the own television networks. Greenleaf. You can check your local listings to see when it exactly premieres. It premieres sometime in May. I recommend watching it and judging for yourself whether it's something that you want to put on your television viewing schedule. It's a good show, and we want to promote shows and support shows that are being produced by and for and about African Americans. Thanks for listening. Once again, we want everyone to join us every Wednesday. You can join us live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can get to us directly by going to blogtalkradio.com/KayThompsonLive. And listen to us every Wednesday live from 8 to 9 p.m. And you can also listen to our show because we're archived, so you can listen to us at any time you want. Unfortunately, we did not have Wayne Gilman in this mini-episode, but he will be joining us again next week as our co-host, and we'll be joining you again. I am The Sun. My name is Eric Payne, and you are...
Kay Thompson for Kay Thompson Live. Join us every Wednesday from 8 p.m. until 9.
On the Blog Talk Radio Network. Kay Thompson Live Show. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.